Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're making our way through this extraordinary season of the church year, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the new creation born in Him, the new creation in our lives. And through the stories that we're looking at from the Acts of the Apostles given each day from the church at the liturgy, we see the story, the unfolding of the church. And this is our story. And it's a story the Lord wants us to bring to the whole world. You know, the church is, who's the church? All those who are baptized into Christ. Those who are living as Catholics, particularly the fullness of the life of the church. And the church exists, the recent popes have reminded us. The church, this communion of love between brothers and sisters. We've had our sins forgiven. We're born again by the Holy Spirit. We have a new power and a new capacity in us to live differently. And we're the new creation reality is already present in the church. It's already present, the mystery, because the gift of God has been given to us, to human beings, to fallen human beings. And sometimes we can look at ourselves and our weak state and our sinfulness, our brokenness, you know, our infidelities and struggles and the rest of it. We think, yeah, someday that's going to happen. Someday, you know, when I die, it's going to happen. But for now, I'm not any different, or I don't have any grace. I don't see things in my life that make me look like the apostles, or how do we engage the mission? This is where, for me, friends, as I mentioned, I think on Monday, keep the saints of the church in mind in your lives. If you don't have particular saints that you're tracking with, you know, that you've gone deeper into their own story, I encourage you to do it. These are our brothers and sisters. Therefore, me, as I look at them, I say, yes, what I'm reading in the Acts of the Apostles and the working of the Spirit, when I see the saints, I see brothers and sisters who went for it totally, who went all in, who said, I believe this. And they hungered for God and they thirsted. Jesus said, those who are hungry are going to be fed. The thirsty, our thirst is going to be quenched. And we can see in their lives how much transformation happened and how much the life of the kingdom, how deep it can go in this life. But it's connected to seeking God first above all things in our lives, to be willing to let the Lord expose our idols, and to get the idols removed, and to come to the place where we actually see the pearl of great price, Jesus himself, and the fullness of new life in the Spirit, and the willingness to walk in that fullness and freedom and give the Lord everything. Make it our aim to please him in every way we can. And knowing as we fall, he picks us up, he cleans us off, and we just keep going. And we have a goal in mind. And the goal in mind is to become a saint, really. And a saint is someone who just completely says yes to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. As a child of God, in communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, living in the presence of the church triumphant, the church militant here on earth, our brothers and sisters in purgatory that we're praying for every day, we are part of the body of Christ. The kingdom of God has come. So what we're seeing here in the last couple of days, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program, we're just slowly making our way through the beautiful story. Our story is Gentiles. Most of us who are listening are not Jewish, but how the gospel, the good news that came first to the household of Israel, how then it was extended, this calling of the Messianic people, the Jewish people, to become a light of revelation to the Gentiles, as Simeon said on the day of presentation of Jesus in the temple. The fulfillment of the Jewish vocation is to bring the Messiah to the world. And that's what happened in Jesus. And now, that Jesus, that Lord risen, that Jewish Messiah, the anointed one, now extends the promise of the fathers, the promise of Israel. All the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus, are now coming to the Gentile world. That is amazing, extraordinary gifts. So we ended yesterday with, if you don't know the story, Cornelius is a soldier. He's a righteous man. He's called a God-fearer, which there were some non-Jewish, some Gentile people who were very devout, were attracted to the presence and holiness of God in the temple, and they would pray, and they would be allowed to pray, but they weren't converts, and the ritual laws still applied for the Jewish people in relationship to them. But he was a righteous man. He was a devout man. He was a humble man, and an angel appeared to him and told this soldier that Peter, that he needed to go find Peter, the apostle Peter, and that God was going to bring to him, God's plan was going to unfold for Cornelius and his people through Peter. And so that's how we ended yesterday. Peter ended up going to the home of Cornelius, and his whole family's gathered, and Cornelius is there saying, Peter, tell us what it is that you have for us that the Lord has commanded you to say to us. And then verse 34 of chapter 10, this is the Gentile Pentecost. Right? And who's leading it? Peter. Who's the spokesperson on the day? Peter. Verse 34. And Peter opened his mouth and said, truly, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. That's a really important line. His own mind is getting blown here by the distinctions, because the Jewish people lived by very, very strict laws about who they can relate to and who they can't. And Peter already had, you know, invited Gentiles in and had a meal with them, which we'll see later. The other Jewish believers in Jerusalem were really upset with Peter because he violated the law. These people were unclean. You can't do it. But the Lord is showing Peter, don't call unclean what I call clean. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. So you know the word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of all. Here it comes. Peter's proclaiming what's called the kerygma, the central witness that Peter's testifying to. He says, you know the word. He says to him, you know the word that was coming through the sons of Israel. He's talking about the word that was coming through him and the brothers, the apostles, and others in the community. Verse 37, he said, the word which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Remember, John baptized Jesus in the Jordan to fulfill the law. Jesus comes forward under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's a revelation of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, an epiphany. Right there, the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him, follow him. And then the ministry of Jesus begins under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. Guess what? Those who are baptized into Christ are anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. How many of us believe it? How many of us are living with a confidence, an awareness, and a growing understanding of what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, which happens at baptism? It needs to be awakened and lived with a living awareness of the presence of the Spirit. And again, how Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses to all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. Here's now the central message of the Christian community. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him manifest, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. So Peter, God did something. What did God do? God raised him. This is a fact. We're testifying to a reality. We saw it. We touched it. So he's now talking about that. We all know the things Jesus did, but we also know everybody knows he was crucified and died. And we're here to tell you that he's alive. We saw it with our own eyes. We spent time with him. We ate with him. He's alive. Again, but God raised him on the third day and made him manifest, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people. Here's the mission of the church. Preach to the people and to testify that he's the one ordained by God to judge the living and the dead. This is what the apostles are talking about. This is their whole mess, the core of their whole message. Everything's built on this. They're not saying, hey, come and be a part of the church. This is just a place of friendship and nurturing, and you can follow your own bliss here, and it's a welcoming thing. And, you know, each one of us kind of find our own truth in the context of it, but we'll just be a loving community. All the goofball stuff that's going around in the world kind of surfaces time and time again. This is the purpose of the Lord's coming, that God the Father has made him Lord. All power and authority is over, is in him, and he's going to judge the living and the dead. Verse 43, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. So Peter's fulfilling what Jesus said would happen in his resurrection appearance in Luke's account. You will bear witness to me that I'm risen from the dead. You'll bring forgiveness and new life. You'll bring forgiveness of sins and baptism and salvation to the world. That's the mission of the church. The Gentiles received the Holy Spirit, verse 44. While Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers among the circumcised, that is the Jewish believers who came with Peter, were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, can anyone forbid water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. There it is. The kingdom going forward just as Jesus said it would, how he intended it to be. And he's our Lord. He's in charge. And what happened? Peter bore witness. Witness to what? To the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The historical reality, the facts. He's bearing witness. And then he's saying, well, what does this mean? He's the anointed of God the Father. He's the chosen Messiah. All power and authority belong to Jesus. He's bringing about a new creation, a new humanity. The church is the down payment, is the first, is the beginning. It's the presence of the kingdom in the earth. And he wants everyone to know that he's bringing forgiveness of sins and baptism, new life in the Holy Spirit, enter into the life of the church. And finally, that he is the Lord. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, God has made this Jesus Lord and Christ, the anointed one who pours out the Spirit, and the Lord who has all power and authority in heaven and on earth. Friends, the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us into that reality, into the life of the church. The Holy Spirit is the one who animates the life of the church. And look, it's the Holy Spirit, look at how the Spirit is working in ordinary people again. A soldier, his family, his clan, other soldiers. They're coming into the kingdom through hearing the word and the testimony of the apostles, receiving it in their heart, and the Holy Spirit backs that word with an outpouring of his presence and then manifests his presence through speaking in tongues spontaneously happened in these Gentiles. So the exact same thing that happened on Pentecost happened here is what the Jewish, you know, the circumcised believers said, how could we not baptize them? And that's exactly what they did. Well, I hope you can tune in for chapter 11 tomorrow. It gets really exciting. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.